Every Thursday, Chaplain John Eaton checks in on employees at Purdy McGuire, an engineering firm in Dallas.
Hey, Scott. How's it going, man? Good to see you.
Some weeks, the chats are about sports or church, sometimes about problems at home. Scott Brown, who's LDS Mormon, likes the check-ins.
A lot of times, you know, we're dealing with deadlines and stress and things like that, so it's nice to have somebody come in and just unload for a minute and, you know, get away from it.
You know, our job is a lot of it just to help them see that there's hope.
Eaton visits 30 companies every week. He works for Plano's Marketplace Ministries, the nation's largest provider of workplace chaplains. It sends thousands into high-rise cubicles and factories across the world, from Pilgrim's Pride to Burlington Santa Fe Railroad.
Some places, you know, they're more reserved, and it takes a long time to build credibility with the employees. I've had people brush me off for 3 years, and 3 years and a day goes by, they want to talk. We don't have an agenda. We're not here for ourselves. We're here for you.
Most workplace chaplains are Christian. Eaton is non-denominational and only offers his religious perspective if he's asked about it. Employees have his cell number and meet with him after work in a cafe or conference room for more privacy.
Call if you need something, okay?
All right, y'all take it easy.
You too.
Since Eaton is employed by a third party, everything that's not life-threatening is confidential from employers like CEO Diane Fletcher. She originally hired chaplains for her staff, but in 2011, the chaplains helped her to cope as well.
I called them and said, this is what's happening. We're going to have a layoff, and I would love to come to pray with y'all about it. And they asked if I wanted them to be on site the day that we had the layoff so that they could be supportive.
Fletcher says the chaplains perform weddings, funerals, and even help resolve conflicts between employees. The price she pays? About $10 per employee each month.
I would never cut this from my budget. You know, I would personally write a check myself to have the service for my employees because I see the difference that it makes.
The idea is not really a new one. It's just gaining a new resonance in corporate life.
David Miller with Princeton University's Faith and Work Initiative is writing a book on workplace chaplains. He says embedding missionaries goes back centuries to England and the Industrial Revolution and later to the U.S. military. So what's brought missionaries from the battlefield to the boardroom? The big change, Miller says, spirituality is back in style.
People may not necessarily identify themselves specifically with a denomination or a tradition, but there's a growing interest in spirituality.
And, of course, there's the financial return. The World Health Organization estimates stress costs American businesses $300 billion a year. If a chaplain can help keep anxiety at bay and workers on task, productivity goes up. Still, there are risks to mixing religion and work.
What signal are you sending to the employees? Is your business a house of worship or is it a house of work? And with chaplains running around, some people might feel a little awkward.
Awkward feelings aren't slowing down business. When Gil Strickland started Marketplace Ministries more than 40 years ago, he had trouble getting a single client. Now he has chaplains in more than 1,000 cities, and maps of China and South Korea hang on office walls.
We don't go there to proselyte or to use our religious faith to harass you or anybody else, no matter if you're Buddhist or Baptist.
Strickland, who's 80 years old, was an Army chaplain for 2 decades. He's proud to have worn patrol caps, hard hats, and cowboy hats to work sites. No matter the industry, he says.
That everybody has a problem sometime because that's life.
And with a little support, he says it's possible work could become a place to de-stress. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.